Welcome to episode 238 of the Uncore Gamers. I'm Dan.
And I'm Adam.
And I'm Davis.
And today we have guest, comedian, and video game streamer I've just learned about from the What's Up Fool podcast is Butch Escobar.
What's up? How's it going?
What's up, man? So I actually heard you before on the What's Up Fool podcast, but yeah. I didn't know you were into gaming until this last one when you were talking about beating up your principal as a child in Morgan Hill.
That's what I was most famous for. I'm probably still most famous for that.
Dude, I was driving to work. Oh my god, I was fucking dying because I just pictured that time Cat Williams got beat up by that 12-year-old, and I was just like, dude, oh my god.
Oh, dude, that's one of my favorite clips in the whole wide world, man.
Oh man, I was fucking dying laughing. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, that's the second time I've done that podcast, and I can't believe I even got to do it the first time. So it was really fun.
Yeah, no, it's tight. I mean, I think he's mentioned you before, like, multiple times on the show. It was pretty sick, though.
Yeah, we're good buddies. He's a really good friend of mine. I met Felipe a long time ago. He was probably around where I'm at in the business, where he was closing out shows, but a lot of people didn't know his name. But by that time, Gabriel was kind of just imitating him, but we didn't really know who Felipe was, you know, like.
Yeah, he kind of had to break out on his own in order to, like, establish himself.
Oh, he totally had to break out on his own, and, like, he was doing really good. Like, he was known in the comedy circuit for sure. He was a big deal. And this guy named Big Al Gonzalez, who was like a predatory booker here in the Bay Area, and he would always try to get us to do things for him with, like, promise of stage time. And he had a radio show at this pirate radio station in San Francisco, and he was like, "Hey, if you pick up Felipe Esparza to come do my show, I'll let you plug your show on my radio show." And it was like, it's like pirate radio with, like, a 1 mile radius, you know? Like, I was like, okay.
Who is this, Beer Run Bobby promoting it?
It was like a Beer Run Bobby type deal. And, like, he goes, you know, and in my mind, I'm like, I don't care about your stupid fucking radio station. Like, I just want to meet Felipe. I met Felipe once before I did a show with him. And I walked over to him, and I was like, good show. And I shook his hand. And Felipe signed a CD and gave it to me. Like, he thought I was a fan. And so I knew Felipe was. I worked with him once before. I knew, like, he loved weed. So I was like, hey, man, like, you know, like, so, like, I went to go pick up Felipe. And I walked into his hotel room. He opened the door, and I gave him a quarter ounce. And I was like, hey, man, like, because I grew weed.
Right.
And I had, like, I mean, I had so much weed, I didn't even know what to do with it, if that's at all possible. And so I was like, hey, man, I heard you like weed. Here's some weed. And he was like, cool. And, like, we just kind of hung out throughout the day. We did the radio show in the morning. And I was doing this bit that he really liked. Like, just, I was just telling a story that where I was being an asshole somewhere, and he thought that was hilarious. And so he asked me to do a show with him in Salinas. Like, he got a call from the guy in the same day that we were hanging out. Cause he was like, hey, my friend Angela Johnson's down there at the improv. If you want, can you give me a ride down there? And, you know, if you want, you can hang out. And at the time, Angela Johnson was just blowing up. So I was like, yeah, dude, I'm down, you know? And I just, you know, I tagged along with him throughout the whole day, and we joked around, and he kept asking me to do the bit for people, and, like, you know, and at the end of the day, he got a phone call from some guy in Salinas and was like, hey, man, you know, we're going to have a show out here. I'll pay you this much money or whatever. Felipe hung up, and he goes, I just got an offer to do a show in Salinas. You want to do it with me? And I was like, hell yeah. And
that's sick. What's that theater called? It's like old. It's in Old Town Salinas.
That's where they have all the
hookers and Fox junkies theater. Are down there. Yeah,
it was a Fox Theater, and I remember because it was like a real nice to do, like, type thing. It was like KML was throwing it or something like that, and which is like a radio station. It was a hip hop, but they wanted people to dress like real. It was dress wear that night. Like that's what the flyer said, and everybody had to wear suits. I never owned a suit in my entire fucking life, and I never have since then. I made my dad, because I had no money, I made my dad give me a loan and go and buy and like help me find a suit. I wore a three-piece suit with like a, you know, like a vest and a jacket and a tie.
You should have borrowed a suit from Birdman.
And totally. I didn't know Birdman at the time, but I rolled up and it was with him and Edwin San Juan. And him and Edwin San Juan used to doubleheader all the time. They were both headliners. And Edwin looks at me and he's like, what's going on with your suit? And I'm like, it said to dress up. And they're like, we're comics. We don't have to dress up. And, oh, man, I felt like a sore thumb the whole night. And, like, I mean, everybody else was dressed up. And I hate dressing up. Like, I feel like I almost never – if I go to a funeral, I'll wear a black T-shirt and jeans. Like, I'm just not that kind of guy.
I don't, like, when I first started doing stand-up, I didn't know how to dress. I thought, like, you had to, like, portray, like, a certain way. And then I was like, this is fucking stupid. I'm not going to do this shit. Oh man, that's what I wanted to say. So wait, so you done shows with Birdman. We'll get to the video game stuff in a minute.
Oh no, man.
That dude, Birdman has done some of the fucking wildest like bar rooms I would never fucking do. I'm like, they fucking do comedy there. Like
Birdman shot when he was like 18 or something like that. And then he did like a bunch of prison time. So I feel like if anybody's got the balls to do those rooms, it's Birdman.
Yeah, like especially one, there's a bar in Hall Street, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, they're doing comedy there at that biker bar Johnny's?
I know what bar you're talking about. That's already just Hollister's a scary place to do comedy. Like, I hate going to Hollister to do comedy. God, for me, Hollister's such a cursed city. The first time I went out to go do comedy there, I got arrested. I got pulled over, and I got arrested for having a ninja star in my car. The second time, the show got canceled and I got into it with the booker and the booker threatened to blow up my house. And then the third time we finally made it out there and, we made Ty Rivera drive all the way down from LA. We all got in the car and then from where I lived, it was like another 2 hours to Hollister and we get there and there's already an event. And the guy was like, the guy looks at the comic who booked us, Pete Munoz, and he's like, I don't remember booking this with you. And Pete was like, we went over the whole thing.
What the fuck?
And like, so after that, I was like, I'm never doing Hollister again.
Yeah, no. Have you ever done Keys Club in San Jose?
No.
I think Birdman has done that spot. And
is gnarly.
I used to live right across the street from it. And I was like, I had just gotten divorced, right? Like, been divorced like 2 years. So I used to do comedy before I got married. And so I was like, all right, I'm willing to do cafes. I'm willing to do whatever.
Sure. That's right? What you got to do.
And then I was like, I told one of my friends, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do Keys Club. And he's like, I used to go there, but I'd go there with like homies like I worked with. He's like, you don't want to fucking go there.
Dude, that place is like,
I looked up Yelp reviews and I was like, oh fuck no. And I was like, I think Birdman does shows here.
Yeah, he does. A girl named Priscilla used to put on shows there with Birdman. And it was, and already before then, cause I used to run the caravan back in the day. I worked at the caravan for like 10 years. And so I knew about the Keys Club. And before it was a tough, crazy biker joint, because that's what it was by the time you guys went there.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
It was like a paisa joint. And like you could go in and you could pay a girl to hang out with you. Like it was like and like it was a dank ass dirty joint and like you could pay a girl to hang out with you, not like for sex or anything. You give her like 10, 20 bucks and then you buy her drinks the whole night and she'll sit with you.
Like a Japanese hostess club.
Yeah, and one night we went in there and me and a couple buddies, and I didn't know that, and I was talking to this girl, and like she started talking to me, and my buddy spoke Spanish. I didn't, because this is all, everybody speaks Spanish there. And like we all start talking, and this guy gets mad that's with this girl, this old cholo, like old, and he pulls a knife on us, and there's this whole thing, man, and like we got it the hell out of that club, bro. The Keys Club. The Cleese Club and the Long Bar are the two gnarliest bars in San Jose.
Yeah, like, that's where you go, like, if, you know, like, you're done, like, doing coke and you just want 100% fentanyl, that's where you go. You go there for fentanyl.
Yep.
Anything. I did see your new, I did see your story for your newest show, though. I did see your spare tire incident.
Oh, that was in Sacramento this last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Man, that was, you did, you did three nights in Sac?
No, just two nights. Did a Friday and Saturday. Usually we do a whole weekend where we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But with the pandemic and they do an outdoor show, it's I think it's a little hard for them to do to run three, four shows in a row.
Yeah, so you're wearing headphones?
Yeah, you wear headphones. So the crowd wears headphones. Have you ever seen the silent discos?
Yeah. In the, there's a show on Netflix about autism, and they have like a silent prom. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dope. See, that's cool for kids with autism and people on the spectrum.
Well, yeah, my son's autistic. That's why.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I never thought of that. I first saw Silent Disco when I was chilling at Lake Merritt. I was like eating lunch, you know, on a. I was working and I was on a break, and I see these people with headphones on. And there's like, I don't know, maybe 100 people with headphones, and they're just dancing, and I don't hear any music. Like, I hear no music. And I just thought it was the weirdest thing, and finally someone kind of drifted over towards me, and I called them over, and I'm all, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, oh, it's a silent disco. And like, you could put headphones on. They had, like, two DJs, and you could switch off which DJ. So, the owner of Laughs Unlimited is a lady named Jenny, and she had the brilliant idea while everybody else was panicking. She went to a silent disco or experienced one, and so she was like, hey, I think I have an idea. She ran it by a few comics. It seemed like it was going to work, so they tried it, and that's they've been running with that since the beginning of the pandemic. Now, of course, they had to cancel some shows because the curve didn't flatten, but now they're back on. And I got to tell you, man, I was a little worried about the connection and all that stuff. And it was a little rough going on the first time. And I think that's the thing is for comics, like Jenny herself was like, here, try this, do that. And like any good comic, I didn't listen to any advice that she gave me. And I tried to just go out there and do it on my own. But her advice started to come back to me and I picked it up and started to do better. On the first one, and then we did the second show the next night, and it went off without a hitch. It was a packed show.
Can you see, like, the audience? Can you?
Yeah, you can see the audience. So you're outside, and I don't know if you've ever been to Laughs Unlimited, but it's in Old Town Sacramento, and already, like, it's cool because Old Town Sacramento looks like it did in the 1800s. So it's wood plank sidewalks, and they're lifted above the cobblestone street. So you're standing on, well, you're already standing on the wood plank sidewalk, but there's a stage. Okay. And then the audience is sitting in the street in tents, like little fucking vinyl huts with like heaters in them. So if it gets cold, they have the little heaters and you could all see green headphones glowing out in front of you. And what you do is you just pull the headphone to one side. So you got one ear like a DJ and you could hear the laughter and do the show. And man, it was a really great idea. It's a really brilliant idea by Jenny over there at Laughs.
So were you, what was your reaction when you realized, after you had the flat tire and you realized there was a deadlock your spare?
So we got like, you know, what's cool about Laughs Unlimited that most clubs don't do anymore. They used to do these in the 70s and 80s is they own a condo down the street from the club or whatever. And it's better than a hotel room because you got a kitchen and you got a room. And me and my girlfriend, this is our tradition because I get invited to this club every year to work. And me and my girlfriend like to go together and like we kind of make a weekend out of it. And so I decided I was going to make breakfast the next morning. So I drove to go get some eggs and stuff like that. And I'd probably smoked too much weed and I hit like a curb or something with my tire and it flattened. So I was like, no problem. I got a CRV. It's got that little backpack on the back with a vinyl cover.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, you know, I bought the car a year ago, never checked the spare. The guy said it was a brand new spare on the back, so I didn't even think twice. I pull into the parking lot next to the gas station. I jacked this car up, bro. Like, and I don't know if you've ever jacked up a car.
Yeah, I did before, and when I did, a cop pulled over, and I was like, oh, and he, like, stood over me, watched me change the tire, and I was like, just leave.
That's even worse, bro. Just having someone standing over you is the worst for that.
Dude, I started sweating like I did something, and I was like, I'm not even high. I'm leaving work.
Like, and I was like, you felt like you were suspect.
Dude, I'm like, you can leave. Like, I'm a man by myself.
Yeah, I got,
like,
this, bro. I got this. Chill. Yeah. Yeah, and so and all on top of it, it's a CRV, so they're kind of lifted. They're made for off-roading. So I fucking pumped this thing up, and I'm sweating, and I'm like, my hands are dirty, and I go to take the backpack, the little vinyl thing off the back of the tire, and I took off the front tire already. Yeah. And then I go to take off the spare, and the car just tilts backwards. It was on an incline. I didn't see the jack, and it just fell off the jack, and the hub went right in. It just dug into the asphalt, and then I was like, all right, you know, and I look at the hub, and the hub wasn't cracked, and it seemed like in okay shape, so I was like, okay, I could fix that. I'll jack it up again on a flat surface. So I go to pull the backpack off this time and unhinge the tire, so I'm ready to just throw it on. There's a fucking padlock on the tire. Like, there's a tire chain and a padlock, and it's just like I felt so defeated, you know, and like I was like,
I don't even think they steal spare tires in the Bay Area. They just break the windows and
steal
shit.
Yeah, I was like, who? How many times has this happened to you? Got to put a padlock on the fucking spare, and so I went to. And luckily, I was at a gas station. I went into the gas station. I told the guy, like, hey man, I'm gonna leave this here. I walked back to the. To the condo that night, and just did a bunch of mushrooms and smoked weed and chilled with my girl. And the next morning, I went and just what I did is I got lucky. There was an Ace Hardware store right across from that gas station, so I bought some bolt cutters. It cost me about $30-$40 for the bolt cutters. I clicked the chain off. I fucking filled up the tire and did it all on my own. I thought I was gonna have to pay like $100-$150 to have it all done. To have someone else do it, but I ended up doing it myself, and it worked out in the end.
So, yeah, that's tight. I mean, it worked out.
You know, for some reason, man, I always feel like if you don't stress in those situations, because you saw the after video, right, where I was walking home, and I had this huge bag of mushrooms, and like that was my attitude. Was like, I don't even care, bro. Like, I'm here.
Well, like in a situation like that, it's like you could get mad, but it's just. It's just going to make you feel terrible. It's like, so you might as well. Yeah, exactly. I would have done.
I've had my car break down so many times. I've had to put on spare tires so many times. I've literally just like walked away from cars. You know, I remember one time I bought, it wasn't new, but it was new to me. I bought I probably spent like about $3,000 or $4,000 on a car. And, I drove it for like 2 weeks and it had no indicators that there was anything wrong. The cluster was out. The speedometer worked and everything, but the thing to let me know that there was no more oil in the engine didn't show.
Oh, okay.
And so one day I'm driving down the street and the engine froze on me. And you know what, man? I could have sat there and lamented over all that money because I don't have a lot of money. I'm a comic and it sucked, and I could have used that $3,000 on something else or bought a better car or saved up or whatever, but I was like, this already happened, you know? And, like, I just walked away, and, like, you know what's crazy is the next day my sister calls me not knowing that that happened. She didn't even know that that happened. And she goes, hey, I bought this car a long time ago, and it's kind of sentimental to me, and I am buying a new car, and I don't want to sell it because it's not worth anything, but it runs, so if you want this car. And so she ended up giving me a car, you know, the next day, and it worked out. I got this weird luck, two things in my life that run constant. If a car dies, someone either gifts me one, or I buy another one, or I have enough money to buy another one, and weed. I've never run out of weed in my, like, since I was, like, 15. I've never run out of weed. Every once in a while, I'll buy it, but for the most part, it just,
even if it's flat with seeds, you still got weed.
Bro, I mean, I got friends that are weed growers, so they're just like, hey, man, here's, try this out. And let me know what you think, or a dispensary will hit me up and be like, hey, if we give you this amount of weed, can you throw us a little love on your Instagram or whatever? So, you know, it's just I'm blessed in that way.
So, all right, so you're when you're not doing comedy and stuff like that, you're streaming
mm-hmm.
on Twitch. What are you streaming on Twitch?
Well, my stream, I have like two, like, so on certain days we talk about we just chatting. I've noticed that on Twitch the most popular genre is just chatting.
Playing something when you're chatting?
No, just like I'll have like some chill hop in the background, but we just talk. Mental health is a big thing for me, and so we talk about mental health a lot. And like I noticed that there's a lot of younger people who are suffering from mental health stuff, and you know, we live in this country. There's not a lot of emphasis on mental health in this country. So, you know, I have gotten through some real serious struggles in my life, and I'm feeling like I'm okay. Like I don't have the anxiety and depression that I used to. So, you know, I share a lot of what I know and what I've learned with people that come onto the stream and want to hang out with me. But we also play, I play, you know, COD. I play Apex Legends, probably my favorite game that I play on there. Then I do experimentals. Like we're playing Raft for a while. Everything, man. We've been.
You said you play indie games on the What's Up Fool podcast. So you're like, you play like on Switch or anything? Any of those indie titles?
No, I don't have a Switch, and I use my roommates every now and then when I want to get my Switch fix. But I have a PC, I have an Xbox, and a PS4.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been playing video games since I was a little kid, man. Like video games is life. I always say that. Like my roommate, I literally picked when I was looking for candidates for roommates, I chose my roommate simply because he had a Fallout tattoo on his arm. And I was like, this guy's rad, bro. Like,
oh, Fallout.
Which is my favorite series of games.
Oh, shit. Nice. Dan, you should talk to Dan because Dan is diehard, even though Fallout 76 didn't do so well. Him and his girlfriend still play that game.
Are you do you play 76, Dan, or is it?
I've played it longer than anybody else here. I'll say that.
He bought the helmet, the special edition.
I did get the special edition.
Dope.
Yeah, man.
I mean, with all the troubles of that.
What's your favorite Fallout game?
Fallout 3, so far, my experience. I haven't played like all of them through or anything like that, but Fallout 3 is the one that really sunk his teeth into me.
Yeah, that was the one for me too. But I love New Vegas. I love all
of
them.
New Vegas is great. Yeah,
New Vegas is probably the best one. I do love the mods in Fallout 4. It's so fun to like mod your guns in Fallout 4. It's so much. It's like I feel like it's the most streamlined of all the games where you have a modding system. Like I got Cyberpunk, and I was really looking forward to that modding system for the weapons, and I felt like sorely disappointed, you know, because you can only mod them so much and they're the same fucking gun. But in Fallout, it's like, man, you could really switch your guns up to be really effective.
There's too many options in Fallout for me. I get confused and overwhelmed. That's why
I did too, but if you sit for a minute and try to figure it out, or at least for me, because I have ADD, bro, it's so hard to focus on intricate parts of video games. But
how many people have actually finished the Fallout game that are here? Because I have not.
I've never.
You have? Oh, okay, Butch has.
All of them. Yeah, I finished all of them. Nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And over and over again. Like, with Fallout 4, you get to choose, you know, one of the factions.
Right.
And yeah. I did every faction, and then to see how it would play through. With New Vegas, though, there's some like, so I don't know if you guys played New Vegas to the point of where you go into the tower and you got to fight with a computer and you have to make a choice, right? And they go, you're gonna fight all these robots or you could get the fuck out of here. And when you read through other people's experiences, they're like, you cannot beat the robots. And what I did was I got all the way through the game, I collected hella weapons, and I thought, well, you know what? I'll be a smart guy. And right when I hit the button to choose the robots, I'll save the game. And what I didn't realize is that the robots are undefeated. Like, nobody's ever, you can't, the game makes it so you can't beat the robots. So I had saved my game at a point where I was just constantly dying. So I had to step away from New Vegas for a while.
Oh, no.
And then replay it like years later. And I was like, dude, now I know why everybody loves this game.
I can't remember. I did that with the game too. I think it was like one of the Persona games. And I was like, fuck, because it's going to change the outcome if I let one person die. So I was like, fuck. And I had to walk away from it and then come back to it.
Man, it's, you know, that's the thing is with games today is like, you could be really involved. I didn't make it through Red Dead Redemption because Arthur Morgan gets deathly ill, and that's... you know he's, and I don't like playing with an unhealthy character. He's coughing up blood. He's running off the horse.
That
and
shit
I'm like,
was
I don't want to experience this, so I stopped playing because I was like, I don't want to witness that part. And I know I know the series, and I know it's a prequel and, like, all that other stuff, but I was like, I fell in love with Arthur Morgan. Now I gotta kill him?
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way. It like, made it, like, really, like, impactful that way.
It did, and it's a great plot twist for, I think, for most people, but, like, I'm kind of a wuss like that when it comes to people dying. Like, if a hero dies in a movie, I'll watch the movie, but I'm never, and as much as I like the movie, like, I loved, I Am Legend. Did you ever see that movie with Will Smith? It's a great movie. Great book, but it was a great movie. But it was so sad that I was like, I'm never watching this movie ever again.
Butch, so did you play, Last of Us 2 then?
I tested the game. I got to test it for Sony.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, I think I could say that now. I think we're past the
you could definitely say
period.
It.
I test games for Sony from time to time.
What?
And so, like, I got to test Spider-Man 5. That was, oh, my God, that was so fun. I mean, it's not Spider-Man 5, Spider-Man 2 on PS5. And, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Is it the second Spider-Man?
Is it the Miles Morales?
The Miles Morales. Yeah, I got to... Nice. To test the Miles Morales. That was fun because the way they set up the testing situation for Sony is like, so, like, sometimes they'll go, okay, like, I played Ghost of
Tsushima.
I tested Ghost of Tsushima, right?
Oh, shit.
And, like, that was rad because I got to sit in a room for a couple hours a day with the dev team on the other side of a mirror. They have, like, a little living room that you chill in, and they got one rep from the dev team, and the other are behind this, like, mirror, like you're in an interrogation room. And I love that because that they were like, hey, whatever pops in your head, like whatever thoughts pop in your head, let us know. Just blurt it out and we'll keep writing it down. And so I loved that because I was able to be like, hey, see this stuff? This is the shit that video games do that I hate. And I'm sure every other gamer hates this stuff. Or, oh, good, you guys added this. So that was fun. But the best is when they do, and other testers hate these days, but they have 40, 50-hour weeks where you just sit for 8 hours a day playing, testing a brand new game. And,
I
want
to do that.
There's been one game, and I can't mention it, but okay. It was fucking torture and awful. But
it was Knack 3.
Oh, God, bro. But the Miles Morales, I literally was like, hey, can I finish the game? Because I didn't get to finish the game. And they're like, I was like 99% finished with the game. And I was like 98% or something like that. And they're like, nah, you can't finish the game. Unfortunately, you got to go home. Because at the end of each week that you do, like, so you do a whole week testing a game. And then you sit with a couple guys from the dev team, and they ask you a bunch of questions. And every time you finish a mission or a module, you got to stop and get. You have a computer and you have your console, and you just like bam, 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 ask you a bunch of questions. What'd you like about it? What didn't you? How'd you feel about the special power? Or, you know, the button combos and stuff. So like, I love that stuff, man. Like that is like, I love being a comedian. I love being a comedian. Getting on stage, I've gotten to travel all over the world. I've gotten to see a lot of cool stuff. But, man, playing video games for a living is the dream, bro. It is the absolute dream.
How did you fall into that?
There's a guy on Facebook, and if you hit me up later on after the show, I'll give you his name. And if you add him on Facebook, he'll just throw up a little quick advert of like, hey, we're looking for these people in this region. and he works LA and he works the Bay. And I think that's why he likes comics, because we're in LA and we're in the Bay all the time. And so, you know, he'll go, like, I'll volunteer for the ones down here, but if I see something in LA, I'll go, hey, man, you know, because it pays good money. Mm. Like, I can't say how much it pays, but it pays enough for me to go to LA, buy a hotel room, perform every night while I'm out there, test games all day, and then come home with cash in my pocket. Okay. Like, during the pandemic, they hit me up, and that's why I have a PS4, because I'm not a PS guy, I'm an Xbox guy, you know, but they hit me up for, I probably shouldn't say that, but they hit me up for some home testing, and they were like, do you have a PS4? And I was like, yeah, sure I do. And they're like, cool, okay, this is how much it pays, and it was still way more than after I went and bought the PS4 and was like, yeah, here's my, and I bought the camera and everything, and you know, and they hired me, and so I, you know, I spent some of that money on the PS4, obviously, but you know, I still walked away with some pretty good cash. They pay pretty well. Sony is a very generous company when it comes to testing their games.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look into that as a side
hustle. Yeah, yeah, I'll drop the guy's name on you, and you can add him on Facebook.
All right. So, do you want to get into the Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, I figure we might as well go through that real quick.
Yeah, I didn't catch this this Nintendo Direct.
Well, let's see if this is enough for Nintendo to convince you to buy a Switch.
Oh wait, hold on, wait.
And I'm already convinced. I just need the money.
Let me tell you, this is the actual full Direct. This is not a mini. This is not a special for a certain game Direct.
Well, I think it was 50 minutes.
It was like they made 50, a big deal 55, about this. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh yes. Wow, that's way longer than the normal ones.
Yeah, so there hasn't been a regular Direct in almost over a year, right?
Or something like that? Almost since the pandemic started, pretty much.
Yeah.
I remember the one right before the pandemic. Was that 50 minutes, too?
That one was, I think, was that, because that was the one where they announced.
I felt like it was like 20 minutes or something, like not even that. I can't remember how long it was.
I don't think the one right before the pandemic.
But I didn't think it went that long.
Because, yeah, they were doing minis. Okay, so Dan, do you have the list?
It's not in any specific order, but I do have some things.
We'll go from, okay, so here, I remember what they opened with.
Yeah, no,
me so too. It opens with the cinematic, and then you're like, oh, okay, Xenoblade Chronicles 3?
I know you got excited, Adam. I know that's one of your favorite Nintendo franchises.
Smash is introducing Xenoblade Chronicles
of course.
X2 characters, and it's like, nobody wants that.
Yeah,
like when I saw that, I was like, they're really making a big deal about this. I was like, I guess people like it. I thought the Minecraft Steve guy with the boner on the screen was more interesting.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Smash genre that's funny to me. I love Smash and I like to play it, but my girlfriend's sons are huge Smash fans, and it's fun to watch them get excited for certain characters and like. It's like, it's funny because like Nintendo, like I think it knows how to satisfy you enough to keep you into it. But then it's like, okay, we put out a good Smash character and now we're going to put out ones that nobody wants just to like keep you hanging there. And then next time you'll get one that everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know where they're taking their cues from. Like, yeah, I was like, it doesn't make sense.
Didn't they raise their prices on their games too? Is that some? I read that somewhere that they're raising their prices.
PlayStation's doing that with some of the Ratchet and Clank. I think is going to be one of their first like $70 games.
Okay.
Mm. Oh,
sure,
shit.
I'm sure Nintendo is probably right behind them in that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Their first party titles will never go down. I guess I'm going to have to eventually pay like $60 for like Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, they're going all up to $60 now.
Well, yeah, but Nintendo on their first party games, they will never drop the price.
Okay, like, that's cool. That's cool.
That's like the shitty thing about it. It's like, damn, I really want to play it, but
so they know this is the only way you're getting it. So what's he gonna go to?
Yeah, when they did a discount on Luigi's Mansion 2, and they dropped it like to $50, like, see, we did it.
Yeah, we did something for you.
Be happy.
You know what though? I'll give video game all across the board video game companies credit. I mean, I didn't pay any less than $50 when the NES came out. Mm-hmm. You know, when the first NES came out, I paid $50 for, I think it was like $55 for Zelda, but I paid $50 for every other game besides that.
Yeah, like I remember that. I remember certain games would be more expensive. Like they'd be like a red cartridge, or you know, then you had like Earthbound, like $100.
Yeah,
it was over 100. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but they were doing like that was like a graphical jump on like a on the same system that cartridges were being put out when they put out Donkey Kong Country. That was crazy.
Yeah. See, by then I had didn't I had gone from Nintendo to Sega. PlayStation. No, I never fucked with Sega. Back in those days, man, there was a them and us thing with Sega and and Nintendo people.
Sure. I was and, I was on the Sega side of it.
Oh, were you in the Sega guy?
Yeah.
And it was like, bro, like we had a homie that had Sega, and it was cool to play Sonic, but that was the only game that was. That was fun. And, you know, we were like back then you got like Excitebike and fucking, you know, like Platoon and Mighty Bomb Jack and all those like Nintendo was just dropping games left and right.
Yeah, that rivalry was real. That was like a
like fist fights. There was fist fights in like the fifth grade over that rivalry.
Oh, man. And when you got like a port of like a Disney game, that's when it really kicked off. Like who had the better port?
That was crazy. Yeah, they would be totally different. They would be completely different. Like Super Nintendo Aladdin is not the same game. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing. I went from a Nintendo to a Super Nintendo, and then I got the first PlayStation. And then because I skipped all that, I went to PC after my Super Nintendo, and then I went back to console with the PlayStation, and then a friend of mine bought me my Xbox. Like I was bouncing at a bar, and what he liked to do was he had this like dope ass apartment in a warehouse, and he built this thing that would come out of the ceiling with all these TVs on it. And I don't know if you remember back then, you could only there was no like there was all link systems, so we would play Halo together and at his place, and we'd order pizza and we'd fucking play Halo till like 5-6 in the morning. And he bought me an Xbox to make sure that I showed up for Halo nights. And so that was my introduction to the Xbox. And since then, I've always had an Xbox, and then I bought the PC. But when the Switch came out, man, my roommate let me borrow his Switch for way too long, and I got attached to it. And so that's going to be the next big buy when that stimulus check comes running down, baby.
Well, hopefully they announce the newest... the newer Switch Pro model. Yeah. Switch Pro by then.
What do you think that's going to run?
$399 at least. Because, I mean, the Switch itself has been... they'll probably knock the Switch down to a lower price.
Right.
And keep the Switch Pro around the same price. Maybe bump it $50, I would say.
What's the Switch Pro? What's the difference between the Switch Pro and the Switch? What's
going to be the difference? Nobody knows. It's all just a rumor right now.
Nobody knows.
Well, what people think is... so that game Control, you can only play on the Switch via cloud service. Because of like, you have to choose. That's one of the games you have to choose between frame rate and so either graphics or frame rate. So you got to choose with that game. That game is pretty good. That is crazy that it runs on there. Or like Astral Chain is like another one that's pushing the system. And then I think Age of Calamity is also pushing it. That's what I've heard, like graphically. So it's like it's able to do it. But it's so just it's a little bit more difficult.
It's coming with a better processor.
Yeah, some shit like that.
That's great. That's great. And that's the thing is like I think like with Nintendo for me is like it's missing some of the more like faster games that I like to play. Sure. You know, and that's always been my like I love man I fucking love Mario. I love Smash. I love some of the other games that Nintendo puts out. I mean, Breath of the Wild is the most amazing game I feel like ever produced, or at least one of them. But I feel very limited with like a Nintendo, whereas like a console, you know, like there's first person shooters is, you know, where it's at right now. And there's not a lot of, if any, I don't feel there's a lot of choices with Nintendo.
Well, Butch, that's why you are in luck with this new Direct.
Really?
Yeah, because there is.
Have you heard of a game called Hades? How would you like a physical edition?
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
That is pretty cool. That's I need to pick that up.
That's dope. See, that's what I'm talking about. And I was waiting for Nintendo to jump up on that, up on that scale like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool that they're putting it out and they're not just having. Limited run put it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, speaking of first-person shooters, Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Are they going to have Apex on the Switch?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm buying the Switch. Then there it is. That's it. That's my most favorite game in the whole wide world, man. I love that. I don't know why, and people all like. There's so many mixed reactions when it comes to Apex, but I love Apex. I can't get enough of it.
Now, actually, man. I was gonna ask you when you're traveling for your comedy shows and stuff. Like, do you take your Xbox with you? Or is
yes,
that,
yes, like, absolutely. Especially when you're going on like 3-4 day runs. You know, like, man, I'm an old man, so I don't go to the bars and I don't go hang out. And, you know, I don't really like to hang out after the show with people because that's where you tend to get in trouble. And you hear stories about this comic getting crazy and doing this at some house party they got invited to. So I like to go back to the hotel and that's really my thing, man. Like, my real dream is to just sit in a room and play video games completely unbothered for, you know, endless amounts of time. And, you know, when you're on the road, man, you only work an hour a night at the most, you know? And so you got that nice, sweet hotel room, and you got DoorDash, and you got plenty of weed, you know, since it's legal just about everywhere. So can't really complain, man. Yeah, I'll either bring that or, you know, I have a gaming laptop that I'll bring with me sometimes. You know, sometimes I won't if I have editing to do, because I'll make videos, so I'll bring my laptop to edit. But yeah, man, I always bring something. And you know, if all else fails, I'll show you guys. If all else fails, and I can't bring anything with me, I got this.
I was hoping you were gonna bring classic. I was hoping that's what you were reaching for.
This is
classic
the original
Game
baby.
Boy.
This is the...
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of hoping it was gonna be a PS Vita.
Yeah. Oh, I have one of those, but the battery blew up on me, and I can't find a replacement for it. Yeah,
I've heard about that.
Yeah, the battery just blew up. Like, it's got like an air bubble in it.
Yeah, that happened on the PSP also. Like, that's what they said people to check, because it starts like bubbling up.
Which is the thing. It starts breathing at some point. No big. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Like, for, and that's the thing. It wasn't even running. I put my Vita away for like a month. And then I pulled it out, like, because I moved, and then I pulled it out, and the battery had exploded inside of it.
Oh, wow. That's
fucking crazy.
So,
that's a little crazy.
That's
yeah.
the one, man, that's always been the one mystery for me, is, like, what happened to the PSP and the Vita? Like, what do you guys even know why they didn't continue making that?
It was I mean, me and Dan were pretty big on the, I liked the Vita.
I like the Vita and I like the PSP. I thought they both had, like, amazing games. The only thing
amazing
is,
amazing games.
Sony... Like, it's like there tends to be a change and shift of like the management at Sony around those times those consoles come out. So like the mentality behind them shifts halfway through, and they're kind of like, no, we're over this.
Right. Yeah. That's probably the because that's kind of the thing with the games too. Is from what I heard is like they're constantly shifting teams, so it's hard for them to make sequels and prequels to video games. So. The video game world on the other side is so tumultuous.
Yeah.
And it's weird, man. It's really weird how, like, they fight with each other or they steal people from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it really affects the players. I see how much it affects the players. So, you know, I just wish they'd get their shit together so we could have better games that come out more often.
Yeah, like, they should really, Reggie... Before he left Nintendo, he should have just brought Mother 3.
Right. He
could have had Mother 3. That would have been sick. But it's all right. I already played it. The fan translation version, which they'll censor anyway.
Right.
So what else did they show? Yeah, I swear they showed another
shooter. They showed off a release date for the Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection.
Nice.
I mean, that's just like, that's like the original Dark Souls. That's just like if you like torture.
Is that like a hack and slash, or is that more?
That's a side scroller.
Yeah, okay. Where like if you get hit, you lose your armor, then eventually get down to your boxers.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It's that one. You've definitely seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Saga Frontier Remastered trailer.
I actually played that on the original. That PlayStation was PlayStation, one, right? I think. Yeah. Right? Yeah, PS1.
How'd you like it?
It was weird.
That's what I hear about the Saga games. They're weird.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of interested I might get that one because I remember like halfway kind of liking it and halfway being a little confused by some stuff, like the battle system was kind of odd, but there was some interesting atmosphere in a couple of the stories. And even though the little sprites are kind of weird and cutesy, there was some dark stuff in there. And I'm often intrigued by that combination of like dark stuff and kind of cutesy animation.
Me too. Yeah, I like that stuff too. It's all it's an interesting thing to like be interested in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Like what part of your brain makes like yeah. what it's tickling two parts of your brain.
It's like a little bit of each and you're like, yeah, how do these meet?
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
Let's see that game.
The final trailer for Bravely Default 2.
Yeah,
what, is that the one? What's the one that is that the? They had this one where it's like, here's a working title. Not that's
no,
not
no,
Bravely
that's
Default.
Not it, that's
yeah,
not it.
There's another one that has
I know
this
which
working
one you're
title.
Thinking
okay,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a playoff of another game that they've already created.
Yeah, and I can't remember what they called
Octopath?
That one. There's another one.
Very,
sorry,
yes,
I'm jumping.
It's, it's literally called the Working Project. Tactical project.
Tactical
or something. Like
something. It was
just
like
a working title. Yeah, there's like, we need to show you a trailer for something.
They have a big lead in with a lot of content on this Octopath Traveler style 3D with sprites, which is kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics style battles. And then it's like, working title, sometime in 2022. We don't know what this is, but we spent five minutes.
They show you
it.
A lot
We've
of
threw something
for
together for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? They did do that. They did that with another trailer that's a like one of the biggest titles, and they're just like, here's this. Oh yeah, whatever. It's like, what do you mean? That's a that is like your guys is like that's like a AAA title game.
They did
and
that they did that on the last one, right? Where it was like a quick like 5 second and this, and then it was like everybody's waiting for that one.
And maybe we'll do this too. All right, thanks folks. Wait,
I'll
what,
tell you
what?
Which one I'll just tell you now which one they did it for. It was No More Heroes 3. And it was like No More Heroes 3, it's coming.
Yeah,
it's next game. It's
don't
like,
worry
what
about
the
it.
Heck?
A little short. Yeah,
show us something else. Like, come on.
Don't worry. They showed you in this one. They finally gave you. You're fighting aliens.
I
already
made
a big
deal
about aliens.
No, the only thing they did show you that I thought was cool from it was they showed one of the when Travis touchdown when you fight like one of the bosses, it brings up like a menu. Like a Final Fantasy 7, like a traditional like turn-based fighting. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Because No More Heroes does like wacky shit like that and incorporates things and constantly like makes fun of itself and like tropes other games.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bush, you would like this other game. It's for Switch. It just came. It used to be a PlayStation 1 game. It came from Japan. It's called
Tokimeki Memorial Club?
No, it's not.
Is it Moon?
Moon. You would like Moon.
Moon.
It's an anti-RPG. And
okay.
What happens is there's a character who goes around killing all these monsters. Well, these monsters aren't really evil. The bad guy is actually, or the guy that everyone thinks is good is actually bad. And so you have to go and find the love and bring them back to these animals.
Yeah.
And then save their spirits. And so it's an anti-RPG. There's no fighting mechanics. And for instance, One guy, in order to get his help, he's like, I haven't slept forever. And then he's like, I need help sleeping, so you have to chloroform him. And then he gives you...
Yeah, because the bad guy that's going out killing them all is like leveling up.
Yeah.
Like you do in
RPGs. Have you ever played a game, it's an indie game on Steam, it's called Lisa the Destroyer?
I've heard of that.
It's that same concept. It's a game that makes fun of all the other games. And like, according to my girlfriend's son who introduced me to this game, the game is designed to make you hate it. And so like there's not many save points. So you always got to go back to the beginning. And then there's times where you can't save the game. And then there's times where it tricks you into killing yourself. are killing like the person you're saving, and like it as it's making you fucking furious, you're still like trying to trudge through the game.
What's it called? Hold on, I'm trying to take it.
It's called Lisa the Destroyer.
Okay, I gotta check this out.
And it's a great. It's like really basic, like you know, like I think it's like 32-bit platformer. It's fucking great, man. I mean, like the screen is this big on my computer. I've tried to enlarge it, and it gets all blurry. And they want you to play on this little tiny screen, and I love stuff like that, man. I love when when developers don't take themselves seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check out Moon has a lot of that similar vibe.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Or
it was hard to find on the Switch store though. I had to like
fucking they kind of hid that one away. That one's kind of difficult to find on the Switch store.
Real
and
weird.
Then, the other one that's pretty good is Dandy Dungeon. That game is pretty fun. That's it used to be a mobile game. It's about a video game designer. He was making a video game. This is all incorporated in this like 8-bit game. He was making the game, and none of his team saved it, and when he went to go show his boss the game, everything was gone. So he made a game about that, and then he's also trying to win his next-door neighbor's heart at the same time.
The Dandy Dungeon Legend of Brave Yamata? Yeah, that looks dope. That already looks dope.
It's a fun little like puzzle game like style thing. Like, so you've got to find your way in, like, they vary from time to time, and then you just have to find, like, one direction to do it all in. It's pretty good. It makes you think.
You know what? That's the one thing that I do like about the Switch that I'm looking forward to when I get it is all these little games that come out and all these little indie games that they have on there.
There's so many.
Going back to my girlfriend's son, who is one of the biggest Switch fans I've ever met, he shows me games all the time that I've never even thought of or like, you know, heard of. And you look at this game and, you know, for me, man, I grew up in the days of bad graphics and, you know, and great gameplay. And so, you know, I'm really, really into the heavy graphics and the like, and the very detail oriented stuff. And like, and he'll come, and it's funny because this kid's like, you know, 13, and he'll go, "Hey, check out this fucking cool platformer I'm playing," or "Check out this," you know, and I'll go, "Oh, you know, I did that when I was younger." Like, that was my attitude at first. And then he, you know, I'll start playing with him, and then he'll be like, "All right, I gotta go, man." And I'll be like, "Wait a minute, where are you going? We're in the middle of a game here," you know? and so that's one of the things that I do love about today's gaming and the gaming culture is that there's so much more room for all these new developed games, and people, you know, have different interests, you know, and like my own son, man, our gaming worlds are two different worlds, and I'll walk in the room and I'll see what he's playing, and it's like, man, I can't even believe that's a thing, you know, like that's something that someone's into right now.
At least he's played the game and not just watching someone play it.
That was a weird thing for me at first. I'll be honest with you.
It's just weird to me that you want to watch somebody play the whole game, beat it, and then you're like, "All right, let's go spend that $60 and buy that game. I just watched this."
Yeah, that's so.
I have done that. I did that actually on an indie game that I'd never heard of before. It was like the Missing JJ. McHatfield or something like that. And I was like, "What?" I like watching his YouTube channel, so I'm gonna watch them play through it. And like, by the time they were done with it, I was like, "This game is great. I'm gonna give them my money."
Yeah,
just because this game is great, and like this developer deserves that cash.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing for me when this all first started happening. Like, you know, I'm riding on the train one day, and it was like 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm on the train heading home, and I'm watching this dude who's about my age in a business suit, and he's watching someone play video games. And I never heard of Twitch, man. I'm a comic, you know, like, and I go, you know, I'm sitting next to him and I go, "What, you know, what are you watching?" I'm like, "If you don't mind me asking." He goes, "Oh, it's just, it's like YouTube, but for video games." I was like, "That's really interesting that people want to watch other people play video games." And now that, you know, it's 4 years later, That's how I buy video games. That's what I love about it, is like I don't have to sit and wonder if I'm gonna like this game or not. You know, I can go find a Let's Play, or I could go on Twitch and just look up the game itself, and you're gonna find someone playing almost any game that's out there.
Yeah, especially like the new demo disc.
Yeah, like I'll do that. Yeah. Like I'll watch. Like, you know, if I'm gonna give money to it, like, all right, let me check out. Like, I don't really go by like their opinion, because it's like it might not be what I'm into.
Right.
But see, Dan on the other hand, Dan's lucky, because Dan doesn't have to watch somebody play scary video games. like, I don't know, his girlfriend play VR of Resident Evil.
Oh,
like,
so
he gets
shit.
To watch her play it and live vicarious that way.
Right.
Me, like, you know, I got to watch somebody on Twitch play like a scary ass game like that because I just won't do that.
Well, the thing for me is I can't watch for too long if it's a great game. Then I want to play it. If it's a game that I'm into, like, I love watching Apex tournaments. You know, like, I'll sit and I'll fucking buy dinner and sit at my computer and watch 4 hours of a tournament, you know, and it'll feel like it goes by like nothing. But, like, you know, like, if I watch Rust for too long, I'm like, man, I gotta turn on Rust, you know? Or, like, another game that I'm really into right now is Sea of Thieves. And I can't watch someone play that for too long without me just wanting to play it. It's interesting enough to watch. It's just that I love playing video games more than I like watching them.
Yeah, I get that.
So I'll get too giddy and too excited, and then I'll just go and play myself.
Dan, what other games do we have on there? Was that it? Oh no, I'm
we
sorry.
We saw quite a few. World's End Club, which is a new IP. It's about these people that were part of this Go Getters Club, which is like they were in this life or death game show type thing. And the game show got canceled, and now they're leaving to go back, and they're like in a different city. For some reason, everybody's like been dead or raptured or something like that, and they're trying to figure it out while they get back to their home.
Yeah,
city.
Some sort of apocalypse thing is happening.
I
while
love
they were
that.
Gone.
That
yeah.
sounds great. What's that the name really of that good. One?
World's End Club.
It's World's End Club.
Yeah, side-scrolling action. Yeah,
I love those.
That's so great. That one actually caught my interest. There's a Knockout City.
Which one's that?
It's a dodgeball multiplayer game. It's a dodgeball.
Okay, I might have skipped through that one. I might have skipped past that one.
Are you not a dodgeball guy?
Not for no.
It wasn't
not
like
really.
It wasn't a dodgeball arena. It was more like a dodgeball battle royale.
Yeah, I think like I got
three,
the gist
3v3
of
three teams.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not into a lot of sports game stuff. I'm only recently getting into any kind of, especially online stuff.
I don't
too.
Like. I don't necessarily like sports stuff, but I mean, there used to be. Remember the old Neo Geos? yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
And they had like five or six games on one stand up, and they had these like it was like a weird Japanese dodgeball game. You guys remember that at all?
I think this sounds
think
familiar.
It had like a bunch of fat guys just throwing balls at each other, and I honestly
that
man,
sounds familiar.
I
yeah,
could
like,
not get enough of that game. So when you said that, I feel like dodgeball is not a sport. It's not enough of a sport. Like
right.
it's a stoner
right.
sport.
Not officially.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be dope if dodgeball was a fucking Olympic sport?
That'd I mean,
be pretty dope. I mean, there are
curling
professional
is a sport.
Teams, yeah,
yeah. If curling's a sport, why the fuck isn't dodgeball?
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah,
it's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Although there's only two games I mess with that are sports, which is Fight Night, which they haven't come out with a new one in forever. And
I loved Fight Night.
Me too, man. I used to have calluses right here on my thumb.
Yeah,
I'm playing with my friend.
I had that on the DS, man. And I used to work security at a mall, and I was a mall cop, believe it or not. And I would go get high on the fourth level parking structure and fucking play Fight Night for hours, dude.
Nice.
Speaking of golf, Adam, Mario Golf, buddy.
That dude, I know, man, but I already paid $60 for PGA 2K, man. I can't pay $60 for another golf game. But if I didn't own a golf game, I would get that.
Don't you want a golf game with an RPG storyline though?
Right.
I don't know how that's gonna work. That's so weird because you can play online with people, and like you can play. It's like what they called fast golf. And like so, you're after you hit your ball, you're like racing to your ball to hit it again.
Yeah, I saw like, that. It looked loony.
So like, I don't understand like how it's gonna work. I mean,
play
but
golf with my dad in real life.
Yeah.
Constantly, dude, like, hurry up, let's go, let's go. He hits the ball, let's go, let's go. I said I don't like playing golf in real life.
Yeah. Well, then Mario Golf might be for you.
Oh yeah,
that game looks pretty fun. Also, yeah, so does Mario Aces, the tennis game. That looks pretty fun.
I mean, what'd you think about having the Switch Joy-Con as your golf club? Kind of like the everybody's golf VR.
That's cool for an option. I don't know how well it will work. Because, dude, everybody's golf VR, I wanted to strangle the shit out of my caddy because she wouldn't fucking stop
talking. Out of your caddy? That has nothing to do with using the wand as a golf club.
Okay, because, you know, I twitched. She started talking to me and it fucked up You know what? I don't even want to talk about it right now.
Did you slam your virtual club into the ground?
he gets so mad about this.
Dude, I don't... Man,
I've never known anybody so upset at like a virtual person before.
It's like I'm trying to focus on a putt, and then like it's quiet. Okay, I'm good about this. Maybe you should go now. It's like, oh my god, what are you fucking doing? Like,
shut up! Oh, dude, I know exactly. That's that. You know, that's the old NPC can't fucking only has like a certain amount of like things that it says, and it just doesn't shut the fuck up ever.
Bit
and
of a Navi like, situation as well.
We should go here.
Yeah. Ah, god, dude.
I'm just imagining, you know, Adam like in his room with his VR headset by himself and just like telling off this like virtual caddy. Yeah.
I was, and you know what, dude? VR, oh, man, it puts me in a mood, man. Like when I was playing that one firewall game with you,
yeah,
dude, like I got completely turned around. My hands are starting to get sweaty. Like, it's fucking freaky when somebody the same height as you, like, pokes out.
Yeah, it's basically, if you don't know, Firewall is basically like Counter-Strike, but in VR.
Yeah, oh, so dope. You have, like, straight up, like, somebody as you, like, comes around a corner. Like, the first time you see it, it's fucking scary, dude. Because you're like, what the fuck? Like, someone, like, the same exact height.
I saw a guy on TikTok playing that with, like, an Omni, it was like an Omni treadmill.
Might be Pavlov, which is a PC one that's kind of popular right now.
He had like a rifle and everything, and he was like running around. He looked pretty dope, man. I was like, that's the future right there. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm going to get a VR pretty soon, too. That's
I got mine on OfferUp in San Jose for pretty cheap, man.
What's that?
I got mine on OfferUp from some dude in San Jose. I got the VR headset. I got the two like motion ones. I got like a bunch of games.
Did you get the Oculus? The Is that what you got?
No. I got the PlayStation one.
The PlayStation one. Okay.
You can find a dude on there for like people usually will do like bundles. Like I would recommend like checking that out.
I'm definitely gonna check that out. I heard that they're not very expensive. Like
not as much as they used to be, and right. they still do like new bundles. I think the newest one is Iron Man, which that one was cool, but I just got kind of bored with it. A lot of the games have been discounted, though.
I saw the Walking Iron Man Dead one. Man, on Christmas, a relative of ours has VR on PS4, and he brought Iron Man. It looked really interesting.
It's pretty cool. Dan was playing Walking Dead for a while. That shit was like,
it gets a little freaky after a bit. You know, I thought I was like, yeah, I was like chill because it still has a kind of the cartoony graphics. And it was like had me walking through the cemetery, and I'm like slowly. I mean, it's the great thing with VR, right? You can actually literally physically peek around the corner.
That's and, like, pretty rad.
So it's like the atmosphere is like all creepy, and you hear in the zombies and stuff like that, and it's like low visibility. And then my cats start running around the room. I'm like, you can't do this to me right now.
Have you played Phasmophobia at all?
No, I've watched some people play it, but I haven't had a chance to play it myself.
That's why I was thinking about getting it for my PC as opposed to my PS, because I'm like, man, that game creeps me out just playing it, and it's made for VR.
Yeah.
But you gotta do that in VR, right? Because all the dumb jump scares. That's what
the
it's
jump
made
scares
for.
Are. Man, it's insane. And the first couple times I played it, I was like, man, this is really creeping me out. So I can imagine something as developed as Walking Dead being the same. Mm-hmm. It's all that stuff is really interesting. I watched a guy on YouTube. It's called, man, I can't remember his name, the name of his channel. But he's like this Southern dude, but he's really into science and stuff. And he actually tests a haptic glove. A real haptic glove in development, where like you could pick things up and you could grab it, and
is the
like
one where it looks like you have like a second hand on top of your fingers.
Yeah, because it's got the little it's got pulleys on each finger.
Oh wow. Yeah.
And so if you go to grab something, the glove not only responds on the underside where you could feel it, but you could also feel the resistance of like picking up a baseball. And then he also like you know, he runs, like, so they give him this little area. It looks like a little farm, and it's got these clouds hanging over it. And it's got wheat, and it's got a little tractor. It's got a baseball. It's got a barn. But like he start like they're like wiggle the clouds and rain comes out of the clouds and they're like put your hand underneath the clouds and he was like I could feel the raindrops on both sides of my hand.
Oh, dude, and, have you held a PS5 controller yet?
No, not yet.
You could feel raindrops on that thing, man.
No way.
Yeah.
See, oh man.
I keep telling Adam to come by and check it out. He refuses to.
You had COVID.
Bro, I'm on my way over right now.
You had COVID.
Yeah, dude.
Time.
Whole family.
That was like family. Months ago, bro.
Did you get COVID, Dan?
I did. I don't know where I got it from.
Oh, wow.
But I had it for 2 weeks and it was done.
And that was it, huh?
That was it, yeah.
No, I keep running into people that are like, yeah, it didn't do much for me either. I was a little too liberal with my hugs this week at the comedy show because I saw a lot of people I didn't get to see, so I had to get tested this morning. So I should be finding out in the next couple hours whether I have COVID or not. But I'm always freaked out.
I mean, yeah, the Bay Area, now's not the time to do that.
No, dude. Oh my God. Especially Sacramento. That was the thing is like the Bay Area is really like wear your mask, do all the restrictions, and if you walk into a store without your mask, you get yelled at by somebody. And then we were over in Sacramento and we went up into the mountains a little bit, yeah. Like just a little bit above Sacramento, and it was like
totally different.
Hey, nobody gives a shit out there, bro. It's all a bunch of big old fat hillbillies that don't give a fuck. And I seen this dude. He had like no neck. He was like huge and no neck. And I'm like, bro, if you get it, you're gonna die. Like, look how out of shape you are.
Man.
All right, Dan, let's move along.
Yeah, what else we got? We got DC superhero girls Teen Power. Who's excited for that? All right, moving on.
Do I have to pretend to be excited?
No, not at all.
Nope. Nobody did.
Neon White, which was a Assassins in Heaven game. That was like a card system. It was a first-person shooter card system.
Card system things.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
That shit is weird.
Stubbs the Zombie, an old PlayStation 2 game. It's coming back.
I remember that game.
Yeah.
That's great.
Capcom Arcade Stadium is coming out on Switch. It's basically just like, here's our platform to buy our old arcade games.
Yep.
Tales from the Borderlands. That's the thing about this Direct. It was a lot of like games that like have been out for like 10 years.
Yeah,
but now like they're making their way to the Switch. I'm kind of like, you could have just done this in a mini.
Yeah.
couldn't this have been done
in an email?
You Monster Hunter Rise trailer showing off the lava zones and the rampage mode. Adam.
Oh, yeah. Adam. I want.
Butch, do you play Monster Hunter?
Play what?
Monster Hunter.
No, I have it. I haven't played it yet. I have it ordered. I have it on my Xbox. Someone recommended it to me that I play. Sea of Thieves with. Said Monster Hunter is a great game.
It is. I mean, if you can get into it. I mean, if you start out,
not everybody's
and you
into
can't
it.
Get into it, I would suggest trying a different weapon because they each kind of play differently.
Okay.
So they are releasing the controller, the Pro Switch controller. That they're releasing in Japan in the US. But I can't find it for sale and I don't know if resellers already bought it out.
Probably.
So
what's the difference in that one?
It just has like a little Monster Hunter design kind
it's
of thing.
Just, oh, it's, no. It's okay. Fan bait. Yeah.
It's just like fan based, yeah. Like, cause I'm already getting the special edition. I got the two little or the three.
I dig that stuff. You know what, man? I don't have a problem buying into that stuff as long as I'm into it. You know what I mean? Don't push it on me, but I don't mind. You know, there's games where I've, you know, like going back to Apex, man, I dropped at least 4 bills into that game.
Oh, you don't even want to know how much I dropped in Fortnite on skins and dances.
Oh, my God.
A regrettable amount of money.
Let's just say he probably could have bought a PS5 at scalping prices.
Yeah, that's the thing is you look back and you go, oh, man, what did I do?
But hey, I still saved all those wins, so I got the stupid skins and my dumb little dances I'm doing.
Do you still play Fortnite?
I haven't in forever, dude. I probably suck. I haven't played like any shooters in a while because I was playing with a few people, and then they started playing the newest Call of Duty, and I liked Warzone better.
Mm. And I love Warzone, dude.
Yeah, and like I don't like I don't know anybody who plays Apex, so I just never played Apex.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time finding people who play Apex. And most people, and like, I had a few buddies who were playing Apex, but then when Warzone came out, it was like everybody disappeared on me.
Right. Yeah. That's what it seems like for me, but for when the new Call of Duty came out.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened too this time around. I play Warzone lightly. Like, here's the thing. I enjoy Warzone when I'm playing with my friends. But playing by myself is fucking awful. It's so frustrating because if you play on a team with a couple of randos you don't know, you always get some guy that straggles off. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out for themselves. You play solos, you're just getting sniped by dudes hanging out in the houses all day. Like, so it's one of those games only fun for me when I'm playing with my friends.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, even before, like, this whole, like, pandemic thing, like, popped off, like, I mean, realistically, you don't really see, like, a lot of your friends, so really the only way to stay, like, in communication and contact is, like, via, like, you're just chatting with them, and you're doing something in the meantime, which is, like, Warzone. Like,
yeah, it's really...
Much, that's how I keep in contact.
I mean, honestly, like, I've gotten closer to friends playing online games.
Yeah.
You know, especially comics, because we see each other, and, you know, you spend a good amount of time in the green room, but shows only last an hour and a half. You know, and sometimes the guys will go out for drinks, but most of the time everybody's going off and doing their own thing. I've really gotten to know my friends a lot better playing video games with them.
Have you done an Animal Crossing comedy set yet? Or
no, not yet. Not. I've heard about those. No, yeah. I'm good.
An Animal Crossing set.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, people are doing that.
Yeah, they're like, that. Hey, we're going to stream this on Twitch or whatever, and they'll have their mics, you know, all hooked up in the channel, yep. But the visual will be from somebody's Animal Crossing
thing. And they'll all be grouped up in a room together.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, I don't know. I didn't get into the Animal Crossings. I mean, obviously, I didn't have a Switch. I watched it. Right, and yeah. I mean, I had my roommates, and I was like, and he was gone. At the beginning of the pandemic, he was in Mexico for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 months. So I had to switch all to myself. And I saw the Animal Crossings craze, and something about it just made me go, I don't know, man. You know? And I do get that some games are better than what they look like. But then the reports started coming back that it was rad for all of like 3 months. Yeah, and then after a while, you just get bored of it, and it's the same shit. So
there's a lot of
those games weren't designed for you to just sit there and play them. They were designed for like, oh, I got a 15-minute break. Let me go do some chores real quick in my video game. But right. Then suddenly everybody had all this free time, so they just lasted through it all.
Okay, I get it.
But I liked what, like, you know, people like myself were doing. You know, we were like, you know, being perverse with the game. You know, like I was making like, you know, I murdered somebody here, and like I've been like making like murder scenes, or like I saw girls making like lingerie for their characters. Like,
no way, like, really? That's yeah. Great. That's the human spirit right there, bro. That at the end of the day. You know, I always like to, like, one of my, like, bits, not really a bit I do, but, like, every once in a while I'll just mention that, like, it's so weird that God or universe, whoever you believe in or whatever you believe in, nature created human beings to be so complex and have these, like, thoughts and, like, all these things that we're able to do, but we just... All we do is just find different ways to perverse ourselves, you know? Like, we find different things to shove up our assholes, and we fucking find different things to do stuff. And it only makes sense that we do it in video games as well, you know? Like, yeah. I remember I had a UFC game. I had one of the early PlayStation UFC games. No, it was Xbox. And you could design the tattoos on the first, it was like the first or second one. Mm-hmm. And you could play online. And this dude came out with like swastikas and the N-word across his, no. Like his belly. And oh man, God. I was just like, dude,
what?
The people come up with it. And then remember the early Call of Duties, you could create your own.
Yeah, your gamer tags.
Your gamer tag. And they only gave you a certain thing, like icons. And people were spinning the icons, and they were making cock and balls, and like right. Fucking, like SpongeBob shooting cum everywhere. It was like,
dude, I was like, that's dude. Right, dude. I tried to do clever shit, and dude, I gotta give it to those people. As crude as it was, that was some intricate shit.
Those guys spent hours. Dude, like, yes. Some of them were, like, just, like, you could tell they stick figured the fuck out of it, but just some like, of them were, like... what
would the gravity, the shaft would go what direction?
Dude. Oh, man. Like, some of the stuff that you see, like, Minecraft is the best for that, man. Like, I've seen just people just develop, like, the most foul things in Minecraft, and it's like, I'm like, what am I looking at here? Like, you know, and it's like, it's zoomed back, and it's like a fucking pussy or something, and like with a fucking like frog coming out of it, and then they zoom in, and it's just like it's a big Minecraft building. Yeah. It's fucking amazing, bro. It's like I said, the human spirit is amazing. We could do so much, yet we choose to do something completely different.
Yeah, just like make like just be as like childish as possible. Yeah, dude. I remember when you used to be able to do all that customizable shit. I feel like they took a lot of that away.
I wonder why.
Yeah, they figured out.
Oh yeah, because we can't control ourselves.
Yeah,
you can't. I couldn't help myself either. Like my early COD shit was nasty.
I'm not gonna lie. Mod Nation Racers, me and my friend, he had it. Yeah, we did the white power vehicle,
Oh my god, hilarious!
The game has like a little hub section where you're driving around with your guys. So we're driving around this little car with like a little swastika and stuff like that. And this guy pops up on this little server, and he's like the complete opposite. He's basically the Black Klansman. So we're just like following him around.
Oh my god, that's hilarious, dude. Yeah. They try to bleed out the toxicity as much as they can, but they can't, bro. We'll find ways to get it in there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they took that away a long time ago. Like, you know, in RuneScape, I remember, man, when it was just... It was anything goes.
Oh, RuneScape.
And RuneScape.
The wild, yes.
I used to be robbing people, just killing people, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can't kill people here anymore. You got to travel, like, outside of the town into the woods.
You could just your thing to follow somebody around.
Oh, I did. Like, and they're like, stop following me. I'm going to report you. I'm like, give me money then.
So fun to troll people, bro.
Because I got bored with the game and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to ever join a guild. I'm just going to troll all these newcomers and wait for them in town.
Well, that's
so I was
the thing
waiting for them like a pimp at a Greyhound waiting for the next girl to come in town.
I mean, you get bored and that's what happens. I saw this video on Reddit and it was like early kids these days will never know. And it was like an early COD game and it's like the break between games and everybody can have combined chat. And it's just everybody shouting the N-word at each other. And it's like, oh, bro, I love that. I miss those days, bro.
Yeah,
I
mean, dude, bro, they were like, saying the N-word. They were saying, like, Mexican slurs, Jewish. Like, Asian. Like, if they found out anything, like, you could potentially be, like, if your last name was, like, Lopez, they'd be like, you fucking. Just like, it's like, you couldn't show any weakness in those
You
chapters.
Can't show anything, bro. And you couldn't get mad because then they knew that they were getting to you. I loved it, bro. I loved those days.
Dude, Butch, did you ever hear about the prostitution in MMO games?
What?
Yeah. So there'd be people, like, not real prostitution, but they would, like, pretend to be prostitutes in these MMO games because you could do, like, slash lie down, your character would lie down. So it'd be, like, pretending to be prostitutes, God. And they would go into the person's, like, bed area, and they would lie down next to them and talk dirty to them in the chat and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
For, like, in-game currency and stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's... We got to get back to those days, guys. We got to get back to those days.
Free enterprise. Free enterprise.
Yeah. Like, if you give if you give a game an interior monetary system, people are going to abuse it.
Yeah.
Now I know. You know what? I was playing Sea of Thieves the other night, and I have like millions of credits in-game credits. I'm just like I adamantly choose to not buy skins because my buddy that I play with hates that I don't spend any of my money. Like he hates it. He's like fucking Butch over here with like fucking 8 million fucking pieces of eight, you know, or whatever they call it, and like our doubloons. And I was like, dude, like I'm not going to fucking spend it. But I thought about gifting it to him, and I was like, I wonder why we're not allowed to gift each other money. And that's probably the exact reason why we're not allowed to gift each other money.
Yeah.
We'll be banging on a ship somewhere and like in the middle of nowhere or something.
It's like this has some strings attached to it.
Well, you know, it's so funny. And the stuff that people come up with, like one time I was playing Apex and you know, the object of the game is to kill each other as much as possible. And I see this guy in a building across from me, and he starts going up and down, up and down. And then I start to go up and down, up and down. And then all of a sudden, another guy pops up in another building, and he starts going up and down. And then before you know it, we're all going up and down. And I'm like telling my girl, I'm like, good, dude, check this out. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, and then we waited for this circle to close, and we dropped all our guns and beat the crap out of each other.
And, oh, my God.
And then there's, and then going back to Sea of Thieves. So I don't know if you ever played Sea of Thieves. But when you die as a pirate, so everybody's on one server, right? It's like an MMO. And when you die, you go into this one ship for about 2 minutes. You could stay there as long as you want. No, it's like a minute. You stay in there for a minute. It's the death ship. It's like Davy Jones's locker. And yeah. And I have it recorded somewhere, but I come into the death ship, and you're a ghost. Everybody's a ghost. So you see the guy that you killed, or you see another guy on the other end of a map. Everybody on the server is in this ship, and there's a girl dancing on the capstan, and all the guys are jumping around her, cheering her on. And it was, like, fucking hilarious to me. Like, the stuff that people just come up with, you know, like, when you're just playing. That's why I love video games right now, because it's just amazing. It's fun to play them, but then to find the different tweaks that you could do to, like, fuck with people is even better.
Yeah,
I've done the jumping up and down thing on, like, Fortnite. It's like hella weird. It's like, because, like, the guy wouldn't have, like, a mic or something, right?
Right.
But there's, like, some sort of, like, bond that was just forged, and it's like, you know, and I know, it's like, we're not going to do anything right now. And then all of a sudden, you're, like, rolling with this dude, like, with no communication.
Yes.
I don't right. know. Yes. That's like what makes it even better. Like, I don't know why it's hilarious.
You know why? What I love about it is that it's the ultimate trust. Because in video games, in video game world, on MMOs like that, where you are like, are not MMOs, but like first person shooters, like battle royals and stuff, you get to kill whoever you want whenever you want. And so the tendency is just to do that. You know, people ruthlessly kill each other. Like I get so mad that I don't even get a chance to pick up a gun and someone runs up on me and starts smashing me in the face. But when you have that ultimate, when you're able to form ultimate trust with a stranger and you guys start dancing with each other and nobody's killing each other, or you guys start walking around the map together, like that stuff I love, man, because it's like, cause that's
when it happens and you're like, and you know, it's for real when it's like, you guys take someone out, and then he, like, drops you, like, a shield or, like, a potion. You're like, oh, shit, like, this dude's, like, it's like, what the hell? Okay, I guess we're really doing this,
yeah.
huh?
On Fortnite, that's the best, because Fortnite's such a brutal, like, as much as people make fun of it for what it is, it's such a brutal playground. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the younger you are, the nastier you are with people.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely a PC game.
More games from the direct? Games.
Yes.
Legend of Mana remaster got announced. Samurai Warriors 5 is coming to the Switch. Two yeah. Older Nintendo games are coming to the Switch. They're literally called Famicom Detective games.
Oh, yeah like Japanese only. America,
yeah, right? Those are dope. I know what those are. Those are pretty dope. I like those Japanese only games that they release.
Okay,
it's cool. Like, there's so many that are like stored up for years too that are like interesting. They're just like, oh, there's no market for this genre at the time and didn't, you know, make it over. It's always interesting to hear about something that's like, I didn't know that fucking existed and they did it years ago.
What else? See,
Outer Wilds is coming to the Switch. Nintendo 3DS game Miitopia is coming to the Switch. Because nobody cared on the 3DS, so let's try it on the Switch, I guess.
Nobody cared about it. I was just going to say, I remember that game, and I never even thought about picking it up.
Yeah. It's like, do you remember it?
Super Mario items are being added to Animal Crossing.
Yep. Adam? I think there's a little. I think there's the little pipes you can actually travel through them, which is, that's kind of mildly amusing.
That's cool.
That's kind of neat. I mean, it's all superficial stuff, but that's kind of fun.
Ninja Gaiden Master Collection is coming out, which has the three Ninja Gaiden games for the Xbox.
That's a great genre of games, but it's still like just games that it's old games, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's cool. It's like, but
I mean, like, I feel like this is only a thing you could do on console, really. You know, like if you, it, on PC, like, no, yeah, I can buy the game for $2 right now. Like, why do I care about this, like, HD remaster? Like, unless it's something really cool.
I guess the idea is it's portable. You can take it wherever you want.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
Well, I mean, with Steam Link nowadays, like, you can do that on your phone.
On your phone?
Yeah, but mobile games are such crap, gross, dude. Like, I've yet to come across a mobile game that I stick to.
Oh, it's not a mobile game. Like, you can stream from your PC. Like, you leave your computer on.
Okay.
And you can stream it over the internet to your phone.
In case you want a tinier screen.
Yeah, but I mean, you can still use your controller, like a Bluetooth controller. And if you have, like,
You can use a Bluetooth controller on your phone.
Yeah.
No shit. I did not know that.
Oh, you gotta look into it. Steam Link. I'm not sure if it's in beta or whatever, but like Xbox is doing that too with this Game Pass.
That's amazing, because I don't mind the size of the screen. I mean, the fact that I'd be able to play on my phone with the controller is the shit right there. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
I'm like the old guy, like Martin Scorsese, when everyone's like, oh, you can see on your phone. Why would you want to talk to it on your phone? Why would you?
Well, it's because you actually are a film guy, Davis. and then we got Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity is getting an expansion.
Yeah, I didn't even catch what that was, because they didn't show anything new. Yeah, they just put a big list of, like, here's a bunch of shit for Hyrule.
It's not ready anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of more stuff.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout is coming to the Switch.
Oh, God, Fall Guys. Is that still a thing?
I didn't get into it. Yeah. I tried it.
Okay, so I got into it because that was, like, when I first started. Like, because I didn't do Twitch, have my own channel until the pandemic started.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Fall Guys was the fucking, the biggest thing. So, a bunch of comics that started at the same time that I did, we all got Fall Guys. I hate that fucking game with all my heart. Like, that one and Among Us, I fucking hate.
Those are the big stream ones, right?
Why I don't like Among Us? Because you kill people, that's the best, dude. Murdering people is so fun. Murdering your friends and doing that whole thing is the best part. But if you're not the murderer, it's the worst game.
It's not fun,
I gotta do chores. That's what I have to do at home.
Just I have to do chores and live in fear, which is our life now.
I would say if I played that game 10 times, out of those 10 times, I probably wouldn't even be the killer once.
Same here. I never got to be the killer. And then there'd be someone that got to be the killer, like, every other time. And it was like, so I can't be the fuck out of
it. Like, it can't be them again. And you're like, it can't be me again, right? What are the odds? Like,
let's play with two killers. It's like, we're only five people. That's dumb.
Yeah. You got to get everybody together and everything. It's like, the other thing I hated that is if you died, you still had to do your fucking chores.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. The ghosts do it.
And I'm like, I'm dead. Let me just relax and smoke a bowl.
Capitalism. Do your work.
All right. Star Wars Hunter got announced. It was just a small trailer.
Nice.
What was that?
I have no idea. It's a.
I don't remember.
It's a shooter.
Yeah, it's like a battle royale in Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that in the. It went by so
that's
fast.
Great. That's great. That's the shit I'm talking about right there. That's great.
And that did go by quick. Like, really, like what we're saying. Like, there's really no description of it. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
They're like blip.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
You'll find out we said Star Wars at some point. Yeah. You'll come back to it.
Here we go. Project Triangle Strategy.
This is the one.
That's the name that they gave us to remember this by.
Project Triangle Strategy.
Parentheses working title.
Sounds exciting, guys.
Same graphics.
My video game boner is at full staff right now. Right.
And now, if you're into games like Final Fantasy Tactics and stuff like that, it does look exciting.
Okay.
It's more exciting
than it sounds.
Yeah. It's definitely like the medieval... thing where you have choices you can make that'll influence the story, stuff like that. But there's also like this aspect that I'm kind of weird on, where you have to like the group that your group votes, and you have to like persuade them to vote for what you want.
Okay.
So sometimes the game could just screw you over, and you don't get to choose which way you want to go, which is kind of weird.
In theory, if that makes it through the whole thing, so yeah. But they were like. Yeah, you get to Phoenix write it and be like, ladies and gentlemen, this is the course that we should take. And they're like, nah. Or, oh, sure, he's convincing. Yeah, but triangle fucking strategy.
Triangle strategy project. Splatoon 3. Who's that?
Nice.
That speaks to you, Butch.
Yeah, I like Splatoon. I like those games. Those are fun. I mean, I don't know if I'd play them again. You know, that's the thing is, like, it's hard. I'll go back and revisit games, and I'll go, this wasn't as fun as I thought it was. I remember loving the fuck out of San Andreas.
Yeah, and I went back too. Thought the same thing.
I got excited, bought it for $10 at Walmart, and brought it home, and I was all, oh, God. You know, yeah. And I'd been playing GTA 5 for however long since it came out. So, you know, and I was like, man, this would be cool if it was San Andreas. I'm going to go get San Andreas. No, San Andreas sucks, bro.
And then you get to the train mission, and then you're like, oh, the fuck fucking this train. Game.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking game.
Yeah, dude. So frustrating. So fucking frustrating.
All right. We're almost done here. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword Wii emotes.
Yeah, so we get to play Skyward Sword on Switch, in case you never had a Wii or a Wii U. Was it a Wii U game? Man, or
they
a Wii
were
game?
Really selling, trying to sell you on this game. Like, hey, you might not have ever played the...
Yeah, yeah, no
you
shit.
You might not have ever played this, but did you like Breath of the Wild? Yeah, we had a lot of ideas that we borrowed from this game.
Well, I love Zelda. I've never fucking played it. I've played like every other Zelda game. That's like a real Zelda.
I think I played. Yeah. I think I did play it. I don't think I beat it. I've never beat a Zelda game.
Well, really?
It was interesting that they ported it, because the entire combat mechanism was that you had to use the Wiimote. There was no controller option.
But now you can use the stick.
You can use the Switch things in the similar way, and you can use a controller option. They also were like, look, people fucking hate having to do this.
Yeah.
Certain people just can't do this.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people just don't want to. Yeah. You know, like, I'm not into active.
I don't like it.
I play video games so I don't have to be active.
I'm not, like, good at aiming. They're like, oh, it's like you can do it. Like, you're actually aiming. Like, I would be shit at aiming a bow and arrow or anything, like, for real. Stop trying to make it like it really is.
Yeah. I will say, though, Butch, if you're not into games for being active, I would not get any boxing games for VR. They will make you sweat.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I am aware of that. I did. Someone let me do one on their VR, and I gassed out. Real quick, bro. I'm a very unhealthy human being. So, yeah. And then that's the other thing with VR is you get all that shit sweat. It's all sweaty. My girlfriend's cousin brought his VR over for Christmas. And the kids were all playing with it. And then they were like, Butch, you want to try it next? And I'm just looking at the headband dripping with sweat. And I'm like, nah. It's like nerd sweat, too, to top it off.
Dude, you know what I mean?
It's a very unhealthy pizza-smelling sweat.
I had a friend come over to try out the VR. And she was playing Russia Blood, which is like a on-rail shooter, roller coaster type thing. And she's playing, and she like finally take it off because she... And like all her makeup and mascara was like running from all the sweat. It's kind of like, awesome. Oh God, I hope that shit's not on my VR.
Awesome. It is.
Oh man, that's like stepping into a ball pit at like a grown
pool
and realizing, hey, that wasn't water in there.
That's like taking your shoes off of after running and going, here, you want to use my shoes?
Yeah.
It's like, no. I think the thing is, if I get a VR, it's going to be just mine.
Going to write your name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
My son's going to be like, can I play? And I'm like, I don't know, buddy.
I don't know whose name is on it, bud.
Does that say your name on it, or does it say daddy's name?
You have to wear one of those NBA headbands.
It's like, you need to get a job, homie.
All right, and another big news topic that wasn't Nintendo related is Diablo 2 Resurrected finally got revealed.
I heard that it's going to be really good. I have a friend who's really into the Diablo games, and he actually used the word remastered.
Yeah, they did. Apparently, they made a big point of like, hey, we didn't mess with it, we just made it prettier.
That's cool. I mean, I heard it's an amazing game. I've never played the Diablo games.
I lost so many hours, too. I don't think I got as into Diablo 2, just because I had such a shitty computer I could run Diablo 1, but not Diablo 2 well.
Oh, well, you'll be able to play it on consoles.
Yes, I would be able to do that. But that's Diablo 1, yeah, like nuts. I lost
might
years of my life.
I'll probably get into that myself, too, because I've heard so much about it.
Oh, yeah, I lost hours in Diablo 2 when that came out. Actually, my friends got me the expansion because they were playing it for a while. I had this shitty internet, a shitty laptop that could barely run it. they got me the expansion for the game. I didn't have the original game, but you know, the thought process was, oh, you don't need the game anymore. It runs off the expansion. But I still needed the CD game, the CD key for the original game to install it.
So I did the same thing. So I rolled
it to Target. Keys.
Yeah.
Cut it open real quick, grab that CD key, because it didn't really matter if you're just running off the expansion. Like, anybody could use the same
anybody
CD
could
key.
Use the same, right.
Oh, yeah. Shit, Dan, you did that?
So I grabbed that CD key real quick, wrote it down, like, looking over my shoulder, and just bounced. It worked beautifully.
You didn't take off, you just took off with the written key, right?
I wrote it down on my own piece of paper.
Yeah, no harm, no foul, bro. It's all good.
Oh, man, I used to do, I never sold the CD key, but I used to go and, like, in the magazines, like Tips and Tricks, and then be like, yeah, I need this code right here. This is a game I read.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm going to need this.
Yeah.
So I'll take this.
I used to do the exact same thing. I used to do the exact same thing. Cause the
internet.
That's dirty, bro.
I used to do that with the NES, because remember the NES had its own
Nintendo Power?
Magazine. Yeah, Nintendo Power. And I would go into the Safeway and rip all the pages out, just like you said. Like,
you're the one.
Yes, I'm the one. That's me. That's hilarious, bro.
I thought I was alone.
No, man. I'm just as devious.
Yeah, I remember I used to go to Knob Hill. I used to look at that. And then after I was done committing my crime doing that one, because, you know, they didn't have Tips and Tricks at Target or Kmart, I'd go to Knob Hill. Knob Hill, they put the dirty magazines up higher. They thought kids couldn't reach there. All I did was just step up onto the thing where they put the first stack of magazines and then reach over.
Yeah.
And there was that black one for 18 plus. So they're like, all right, take a look at this. Saw some kids, got some codes. Peace.
Nice.
Yeah, that was sick.
Hilarious.
What else we got, Dan?
I mean, that's like the biggest stuff that spoke to me.
I got to know your guys' thoughts on this. So, what's that guy's name from The Mandalorian? Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal. Yeah. They got their cast. Is this Last of Us?
Yeah.
Last of Us. They cast him, and then they cast the girl.
The girl from Game of Thrones. She's not anyone you'd know if you didn't watch Game of Thrones. I
watched Game of Thrones, and I barely know
who she is. Little girl that's like the tough badass in the final season
when she runs one of the houses.
Yeah.
Oh, so exactly they're gonna do the movie based on the first Last of Us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to just, you know, they're going to have, like, they're going to take certain things and then kind of build their own story.
Who knows?
Maybe they'll just take the characters and then just make their own
story. I could dig that. You know, when they do that type of stuff, you know, that's fan fiction-y type stuff. I could dig that.
There's ways to make that work. It's kind of just like keeping the core of enough of the characters or the spirit that you're like, I get it. Yeah.
I could see, because also, I don't know how you could fit all of that, you know, like you could take a video game and make it into a movie, and, you know, in the past.
It's a TV series.
It's going to be a series. Yeah. Oh, that's even better, bro. They
could definitely stretch it, because you know what? I agree with you, Butch, because I just watched the movie Monster Hunter, and that game, I bought it. I had to watch it day one. And I own Tencent, and they produced the movie. But anyway, Ron Perlman's barely in the movie, and this movie...
Wait, Ron Perlman was supposed to be in that movie?
No, he's in the movie. He's in the trailers.
He's in the movie. Yeah, he's in the movie.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, and T.I.'s in the movie, too. And
T.I.'s in the movie?
Right, we don't, like, we're like, what?
Yeah.
I saw the trailer. I didn't notice either of them.
Wow.
The story has, I've seen pornos that have a better story, that have more of a story plot line than Monster Hunter.
To be fair, it is a Monster Hunter's.
Most video game movies, they fuck the movie up bad.
But
Remember Mario Brothers? Did you ever
that had more of a plot.
I saw that,
that
in the theater.
Yeah. That's
I saw that in the theater when that came out.
I'm not going to give anything away, but look at Tony Jaa. Am I really supposed to believe that Mila Jokovic can beat up Tony Jaa? Yeah, fucking right. No way. Anyway, there's not a lot of speaking in this movie. Mm. For a long time, and then it's like once the character's built, like once the character building is like formed, it's like everything felt like rushed because it was like at the very end, and then movie's over, and it's like, oh, cool, you spent all that time doing this.
I mean, were the monsters good at least?
But I mean, okay, yes, the monsters were good, but I'll say this: so the same guy, Mila Jokovic, her man is the one that made all the Resident Evil movies. he made this movie. Now, the first Resident Evil movie is pretty much shit.
You didn't like it? That was like my favorite one.
I thought 2 and 3 were better.
Oh, hell no.
I like 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the first one, though, but I like 2 and 3 better for sure.
Yeah, the one is just to build who is the character. What's happening.
Right.
And so, like, I feel like maybe Monster Hunter could do that. Maybe, you know, he didn't know what he was doing with, like, the properties. Also, is the spider a new monster for the game, for Rise?
I'm not sure. There was a spider in, I think, 4 was the first one that had a spider enemy. I don't know if that's the one that's in the movie.
You know what might be the problem here with video games and movies is that the people who are making movies now are people who were playing video games, and that never was before. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, my girlfriend's brother is the head writer for Aquaman. It's a guy named Will Bell. And he loves comic books. His dream was to write comic books. And, you know, comic book movies took a minute to get really good because when they first came out with comic book movies, they were written and made by people who didn't fucking read comic books. And now you're starting to see movies that are made and directed, you know, basically fan fiction writers who turn professional.
Yeah.
And I think we're still going to start seeing the same thing with video game people is that, you know, there's a lot of guys that are our age, you know, are my age that have been playing video games since they were kids. And so I remember going to see Double Dragon fucking super excited and then being completely
I still like that movie.
Yeah. So like, you know, like it's just, I think that's the thing is that it's going to get better. You know, and so I'm excited about the Among Us series then, because I mean, not the Among
Last
Us.
Of Us. Last of Us. Among Us, the movie, would be
Jesus
great.
Christ. That would be a great comedy movie. That would be a great comedy.
They made Birds, Angry Birds, the movie. Yeah, fuck, they did.
I actually got high and watched that in its entirety.
That makes sense. That's about the way to do it, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also, did any of you see the Mortal Kombat trailer?
Oh, yeah, dude. Right.
Yeah.
That looks pretty sick. I'm pretty excited for that.
I'm kind of half and half. Like, the fights look sick. The story seems kind of like, I don't know if this is going to be entertaining as far as the story is.
Well, they made a Mortal Kombat back in the 90s,
that
right?
One I liked. That one
they
I
did.
I still like
that. That's Paul W.S., the same guy that did Monster Hunter and Resident Evil. He's done so many Paul W.S. Anderson. At least the first Resident Evil. Several of them.
Yeah, all of them. First.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. It is all of them. Yeah, he does a lot of video game movies.
Yeah, he pretty...
I don't know who's directing the new Mortal Kombat one, but yeah, the first Mortal Kombat was Paul W.S. Anderson, and that was one of the first ones that was like, this takes enough archetypes and stuff that we can recognize and is, like, reasonably entertaining, like, as a movie as well.
Yeah. Also, the Pedro Pascal, did you hear Donald Trump Jr. wants him fired?
Why?
Why?
Probably, is because this related to Gina Carano?
Yeah, because of what she said on, like, it's the cancel culture. It's just these bozos. She said something, it's like, okay, so what? Like, it offended you.
Yeah.
Can she feed her family?
Right. Like, yeah, that's the thing is, like,
It's like you hate her kids? You hate her kids?
It really is a ridiculous thing that's happening, you know, on it, because, I mean, I'm fairly liberal myself, but I don't care what this person thinks. I don't give a fuck, you know.
It's the art from the artist.
Yeah. Like, I don't
separate it.
Like, but I shouldn't have to worry about what that person's politics are.
Well, that's also the weird thing with the social
media. I mean, it's not like she's out there like, you know, fucking, I don't like black people, or like, you know, it's a problem with these Asian people, you know, like, she's not saying anything racist or anything.
It was about Trump supporters, I think, right?
I thought it was on Jewish people or something.
Oh, yeah. She says
it was using the analogy, I think, of like.
Oh, that's right. So,
yeah. And she's also been kind of like, there's been some questionable trans. She's done before.
Her opinions definitely I do not agree with, and I wouldn't go up to her and ask her for her autograph, and I'm not a fan, but I give a fuck what her politics.
Yeah, are. I think it's the weird thing where it's like even agencies and brands are like, oh, now you're like you're now this is a statement or something on your Twitter feed. It's, you know, it's even because it's like put out through that and stuff too. It's like, well, oh, yeah. Now we have to put this whole thing in one brand rather than this is a thing one person said and is their private life. It's like, no, we have to disavow a whole brand.
Well, that and that's the idea, man. That's when they freak out. They're trying to push you into like these beliefs or whatever, and it sucks, bro, because you know, when you work really hard in the entertainment industry, like I've been working in the entertainment industry for 16 years, you know, so if I get offered something, I'm certainly not going, you know, and that's the other thing to be said is like, you should, yes, should you be able to share your feelings? Absolutely, without any recourse. But we live in a world where that doesn't happen. And in my mind, you know, politically, fuck, bro, I've shot myself in the dick. You know, I work out of the Bay Area. I work in comedy here in the Bay Area. I ride the middle of the road, you know, like I don't necessarily have a problem with guns. I vote democratically. I there's some things that I just go, well, you know, I'm not going to fucking pay 10 cents for a fucking bag at the store. I get pissed off about that stuff because I share those views online. There was a majority of people going around saying that I was a Republican. They thought I was a fucking Republican because I ride left of center, and I was not getting shows because of that belief. And I literally had to go from person to person and say, "Hey, I love immigrants. I fucking, you know, like I recycle at home. I, you know, like I'm a pacifist. I practice mindfulness. Like, what more do you fucking want from me?"
Hey, you know what, Butch? That's funny you say that because one of my friends, him and his group, they were doing shows, and the guy in his group, him and his girlfriend, they split up or some shit. I think he dumped his girlfriend. Anyway, she fucked them over because of the same thing. So she said, "Oh, these guys are racist. Like they're white supremacists." And he's like, "I'm 100% Mexican.
Right.
This guy is 100% Lebanese. What the fuck are you talking about?" And then like, so they got like a bunch of shows like canceled. Like they got canceled from a festival because of somebody in Oakland said, you don't want to do this one thing. So then that puts you in this category and you're one of these people. And it's like, no, that has nothing to do with it.
No, and that's
like,
the thing.
But it's so crazy how quick they are to cancel you are like in the Bay Area just off of one person's word.
Bro, yeah. I said this, okay? I'm a pacifist. I practice pacifism. And I wasn't even speaking against it. I just thought it was funny that, because I live here in Berkeley, I just thought it was funny that hippies were punching Nazis. And I said, I thought you guys are supposed to be pacifists. I thought like punching people goes against your belief system, regardless of the human being you're punching. You know, like I think when Martin Luther King was speaking about, and again, I don't want to be the guy that quotes Martin Luther King, but it's like when he's talking about peace altogether, I think he also means not punching people who even are not, and Nazis should be punched. And that was the thing is like, I feel like Nazis should be punched all day. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but because I said, I thought people who believe in peace don't punch people. That was literally my statement. People were like, "You're a Nazi sympathizer." Right.
Yeah. No, that's like saying you're going to go punch everybody who has like a stupid belief or you don't share the same belief. That's going to be a lot of fucking fights.
Well, yeah, it's like, "Oh, let's extrapolate the rest of what we think you mean from that." It's like, "No, I just said a thing."
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't have enough time.
Yeah, so just pointed I just pointed something out. Like it's like I've just learned to keep my mouth shut these days.
You're not allowed to have discourse anymore.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely not, bro. Especially if you're working, you know, and that's the thing is, you know, I feel bad for that lady. I don't agree with her views. I read what she wrote. I felt it was despicable. I don't like those views. I have trans friends. I have gay friends. But again, she's not playing someone serious on TV. She's playing someone fictional, you know?
And then the Pedro Pascal thing is because he said, so she made the comparison. I forget what the comparison was about, like the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And Pedro Pascal said something about like how like Hispanics are similar to the same situation because of the kids in cages. And so that's why Donald Trump's like, He did the right. same thing. He needs to be fired from the Mandalorian now.
And see, right, and, so now he's just jumping onto this whole bandwagon, and now it's like, it's just like,
well,
yeah,
that's the other thing is, get fired. And that's the other thing is, like, okay, I don't agree that lady probably shouldn't have been fired, but at the same time, like, the fuck your feelings people are really having a lot of feelings right now, and that's weird to me, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, pick a side and stay on it, guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. that's the conundrum of being an American right now.
It's weird. We're mad about everything.
Yeah.
We're all mad about everything.
You know why? Because we have everything. Because yeah. we have everything. We have all the comforts. I was listening to this guy the other day, and he was like, we have... Just the poorest person in America has more comforts and modernities than royal people even a couple of hundred years ago had. And we're still angry. We're still fighting with each other. It's so stupid. It makes no sense to me.
You know what can solve that? Video games. Bringing it back around.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Oh, and honestly, that's what I was going to get to was like, people are like freaking out about the pandemic, and a lot of comics were like, I'm out of work and I'm depressed and I'm losing my mind. And I'm like, I'm living the best life I could ever have right now. The government's actually giving me money. I get unemployment, so I'm getting paid more than I was as a comic, and I'm fucking getting to stay home and play video games all day. I mean, this is the best.
You have to live your dream.
Yeah, I'm living my dream. Like, literally living my real dream. It's great.
That's right. I forgot to drop new games that are coming out soon. Persona 5 Strikers. Dan, are you going to get it?
No.
Me neither.
What?
I don't have time, man. Monster Hunter's coming out soon.
But it's Persona, though.
Yeah, I know, but that's a game.
It's your video game baby.
I know, man. I get sucked into being a... 17-year-old high school.
I'll tell you what my problem is with video games. It's not a matter of how much money I spend. Like, I could spend $60 on this game or $60 on this game. It's no longer a matter of, like, I need to save up for this game. It's a matter of, like, how much time do I have?
Yeah. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to have your backlog is just going to keep growing growing.
Yep. That's where I'm at.
It's a badge of honor to have
exactly
a backlog.
Exactly where I'm at right now.
So many, just a pile and pile and piles. Yep. Oh yeah, I wanted to play that.
Absolutely.
Am I ever going
to
play that?
I am happy to say, Adam, you had doubts about this. I've been playing the Division 1. I'm almost done with that game. So I bought it, good. And it's going to be out of my backlog right away.
Yeah, and you wanted us to buy it so we could play it with you. Drop it.
It was $10. And, you know, I had played that game like almost nonstop since I got it. I ended up really liking it. I decided to escape the pandemic with my fantasy life of living in a pandemic that's even worse.
Nice. That's great. Right,
on that note.
I think that's it.
All right.
We covered everything.
All right. You got anything you want to pitch, Butch?
Check me out on my stream. Just look up Butch Escobar on Twitch. Look me up on YouTube and as well. And that's all I got for right now. And if you want to know about shows, check out my Instagram.
Cool.
All right. So next time we record one.
All right.
Yeah. Next time we'll record this. We won't just. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks, Bush, for coming on to the show.
Thank you guys so much. It was fun.
Yes, man. I appreciate it.
I'd love to come back anytime. I had fun.
For sure. Anytime you want to, man. Just let Adam know.
I could talk about video games forever.